This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. North Texas is smack in the middle of a heat wave that's included record-setting temperatures. Think it's tough for you? Imagine what it's like for pregnant moms. It turns out that misery is proved out by science. Traversing a Dallas parking lot in July is not a journey for the faint of heart. The heat radiates off the pavement, and you can feel your scalp start to burn in seconds. Now imagine the trek with an almost 4-year-old named Bobby and a 2.5-year-old named Kate. Also, you're 25 weeks pregnant.
It's like you're walking on the sun and kids don't move very fast, and so I hate rushing them, but I'm just like, and then the car is even worse when you get in the car.
Rebecca Mayberry has a preschooler, a toddler, and baby number 3 is set to arrive in early November. She and I are both due this fall, and we happen to agree that no matter where we've tried to hide this week, the heat manages to find us.
It's just kind of inescapable unless I have a fan in my face or I'm in water.
Every trip outside feels like a marathon training session, and we shrink back from the forecast in terror.
Weather headlines, yeah, this is record-breaking heat. An excessive heat warning remains in effect. This one.
And we aren't the only pregnant women clutching iced tea like it's the elixir of life. Dr. Robin Horsiger-Bear with UT Southwestern says a heat wave is more challenging with the baby on the way. It's science.
Pregnancy tends to be a state of vasodilatation. Your blood vessels are bigger, they're swollen, your blood volume's increased. That in itself causes women to be a little bit warmer than normal.
And she says many of her patients are finding that out the hard way.
People never, ever think about what the weather's going to be like when they're pregnant. And that's what you hear, though. If I had known, I might have timed this differently.
And with an even hotter weekend on the horizon, Rebecca Mayberry says she's running out of creative ways to entertain her kids and not risk heat stroke.
We go to the pool a lot. We turn on the sprinkler in the backyard a lot. I let them ride their scooters in the house.
Because when you're nearly 6 months pregnant and the temperature is threatening to hit 110, an indoor scooter half pipe doesn't even seem that unreasonable, as long as the AC's on. Courtney Collins, KERA News.